You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Brilli, and today is July 24th, 2017. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone, and I hope you've been having a great summer. I have been so busy this summer, it's unbelievable. I think every time I turn around, something going on. Whether it's wet shaving or outside of wet shaving, it's just been nuts for me. I just got a few mail calls this week, too, so I'm really excited to try out some new products and write all about them and talk about them on the podcast in the next few weeks, actually a couple of months, really. So it's been really, really an interesting summer. Before you guys know it, it's going to be fall. I mean, we're going to be talking about the... I can't believe the other day I was just looking at the fall special from last year, and I'm going to start getting ready for that as well. So, I mean, wow, the fall is almost here, and that means after that, it just goes fast for at least in my life in the retail world. It gets nuts in the fall starting that. The fall through the summer just goes like that. Those few months are quick. So we'll be talking about the fall special soon, believe it or not, before you know it. So enjoy the summer, enjoy your summer products, and have a lot of fun, and take those vacations and enjoy it, because it's over quicker than it comes sometimes, it seems. But anyway, today on the show we're going to discuss what's happening in the wet shaving world. I did receive an email from Ramey, and I wanted to talk about that one as well. Our discussion of the week will be, let's talk about some weird razors. That's right, yeah, weird. I'm not talking about... razors that are still really in production. I'm talking about some weird concepts. I have three really cool razors I did a little research on. I don't own them at all, but I've looked in a couple of my old books, and I found a couple of them online, a few pictures. Not too easy to find too much information on it, but they look a little dangerous and stuff, but they're weird, and we'll talk about that. Also, for the training tip, another discussion, really, aftershaves... Splash or bomb? What's your preference? What's the pros and cons? We'll talk about that as well. We have one more giveaway from Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements. Last week we had two winners. I'm going to talk about that as well. We had a tie because the stories that were sent to me were really awesome. So I want to definitely... there was a split down the middle tie. So we're giving out two aftershaves from last show. And we have another one for this one as well. And we'll talk about what's coming up with the podcast. So without further ado, let's get on with the show. So I received an email from Ramey regarding the soap usage. Now, if you guys remember last episode, we talked about how long a soap can last. Your mileage will always vary on that. And Ramey sent me an email saying that the 10 months seemed very long, and how did I do it? So I kind of explained to him how I did it, and then I realized on the show that I didn't really go too much in detail. So I'm going to talk about that now, just to make sure, just to get everybody to understand. So Ramey, thank you for the email, and thank you for the discussion. It was really awesome. I mean, I really appreciate everything I get from you guys when you guys email me and everything. I love answering them and talking about it as well. So with the soap usage, I get about 10 months out of a 4-ounce soap. A lot of people say, wow, that's a long time. How do you do it? Well, here's the thing. I don't re-lather in between passes, if that makes sense. I just load the brush and I use it for once. Now, I use it and then I'll do three passes on it, but I'll have enough and I load the brush enough to where I do that. I do about three or four swirls and I don't bloom my soaps. Now, okay, the blooming question comes up all the time. Everybody says, oh, do you bloom? Don't you bloom? Whatever. I just never bloom soaps. I do it now if I'm testing something or if I'm just trying it out, because now I like really to have a lot of changes in my routine. I don't mind changing it up and trying different things. I'll read it online and I'll try it myself and see if it works. But, when you bloom soaps, and if you don't know what blooming is, I'll explain it. It's where you take hot water or regular water and you kind of like soak your soap puck in it. And it kind of warms up, makes the soap really, really smell very well and all that stuff. You know, it's great. But I think it wears the soap down a little bit. Again, this is a controversial thing. A lot of guys will say, oh, I don't see that. Or I don't see that. I do. And that's why I don't do it. So when I use a soap, I take it, especially a 4-ounce soap, artisan soap, I take my brush and I'll just rub it like 2 or 3 times with a wet brush, not overly soaked brush either. And then I'll be able to do my face lather my face. Now, if I bowl lather, it's a different story. I'll take 2 or 3 swirls and bowl lather, and then I'm really good. Use a little bit more water with that. But I mostly have face lather, I'd say. And for the most part, for out of most of the majority of the time I've been shaving, I've been using a straight razor. So up until about the last year and a half, I've been switching it up a lot. But before that, I was almost always straight razors. And I noticed for some reason that I need a little bit less soap on my face than when I'm using a safety razor. I don't know why. Maybe it's just the way I'm getting, and I'm starting to be a little bit more abusive to my soaps and use more. But that's just what I've noticed. I'm not sure if anybody else has noticed it too. So I replied back to Raymond and with basically what I just said. I was thinking about it. I was like, okay, maybe I should go on the cast and say this because might have caused a little confusion. So I apologize if anybody was confused. Or they were wondering how I did it and I didn't explain it well enough. But I hope that helps. The best way to do it is to try it. Unfortunately, now I don't really use one soap anymore. I use multiple soaps. I use one. You know, I go in my box and I see what I have and I just pick out whatever I want for the day. So I don't know if I'm ever going to use up any of my soaps. But, will they go bad? Well, they'll lose some scent eventually. But I've had some in there for about 2 years that haven't really lost too much. So I'm not looking at it to being a real concern in the near future. As for soap usage, how did I know? It's because I actually used several 4-ounce soaps, more than several, to the end. Because for about 4 or 5 years, I didn't buy more than one at a time. I was in college and stuff. I didn't have really. I was in college. I was broke. I didn't have any money. So I was just buying one soap at a time when I had a few extra bucks and used it. I had one brush and one razor for a very long time. So, I mean, that's kind of like how I know how that happened. So I was making everything last as long as possible at the time because, I was in school and all my money was going to school. So that's how I do it, guys. If you have any other questions, always email me if you're wondering how something happens on the podcast or how something works, and I'll always answer you. So, thank you, Raimi, again for the email. I really appreciated it, and I enjoyed reading it, and I enjoyed talking to you as well. So, thanks again. So, the discussion of the week. Let's talk about some weird razors. Okay, so I put 3 weird razors in the cast this week, and I'm going to ask a question in a few minutes that will be for the contest. So, I'm giving you a little bit of heads up. And the question is, and you have to email me at joe.whatshavingnews.gmail.com. The question or what you have to do in order to be entered in the next contest is send me a picture or talk about a weird razor that you own, like a really weird razor. Send me a picture of it. We'll talk about it. I'm going to feature it on the next show, and you'll get a aftershave from PAA, from Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements. Okay, so that's the secret question of the week for our listeners. Send me an email with a picture of your weirdest razor. So let's talk about some of these weird razors today. All right, so the first one is something that looks a little dangerous. Let's be honest. All right, if you take a look at the picture on the show notes, the Graven Heat Shaver. Now, this is something that I checked out one of my old safety razor books. I forgot the name of it, but I have it sitting around here somewhere in my office. And this is one that heats the blade with a plug. You plug it in and you heat it up. Okay, one, you're plugging in a razor with water, so there's water around you. And two, this thing's probably, 50 years old at least. Little dangerous, guys. I'm not going to be honest. It looks a little dangerous, running electrical wires and water and shaving. I don't think I would recommend using this. I don't know. Maybe there's somebody out there that has this. So if you have a Graven, send me a link to a video or something like that, or some information on it to see how you use it, because this thing looks scary. So what's weird about this razor? Okay, the weird part about this razor is that you plug it in to the wall for it to heat up. Again, great concept. I'm sure a hot blade is nice. I like to use hot water when I'm rinsing so the blade is hot, but I don't know if I can use electric current with water. So, I mean, if somebody knows how to use these things or have used one, definitely send, you know, let us know about it on the podcast so I can share it for everyone, because wow, this thing, this is a really weird razor and this is a little scary. So the Graven Heat Shaver, check it out. I got a picture and just a couple Google searches for some information. That's weird. But not as weird as the next one on the list, okay? The Collins Wind Up Safety Razor. OMG. That's all I'm going to say. This thing looks weird. It's got a rounded blade. You wind it up and you shave away, and then you have like a handle. It comes out. I don't know how this thing works, but it's got a round like blade on it. It's got a round. The whole razor is round. So you shave it. You shave with it. And there was a picture of some guy online doing an old picture online of him, and it just looked a little weird. It looks awkward, but it's definitely a weird razor. So the Collins Weird Razor is just weird. And you, I don't know if you wind it up to sharpen it or to move the blades or what. So if you know more about this, I know it comes out. I don't know, but I saw the wind up. I think it's to sharpen the blades inside of it. But I mean, it just looks like... now think of it this way. If you're going to shave, you kind of need like a flat surface, like a level surface to go over your face evenly. This one has a round surface. Let's get the whole thing's round, like a circle. So how does it get accurately on your face without cutting you is what I'm trying to figure out. So the Collins Wind Up Razor, if you have one of these as well, please let me know more about it, because I am just looking at it right now, picture of it, I'm just, wow, this is weird. It is a weird razor, but it is a cool razor. And finally, we have the Arnold Fountain Pen Razor, which is not only a razor slash disguises itself as a fountain pen. Looks just like a pen from the outside. Takes those little blades, those special blades. I don't even think you can get them anymore. Now, I've seen a ton of these before. I've seen a lot of them around. I mean, I haven't seen them in person, but I've seen them online. I've seen pictures of them. I guess this is a concept for travelers or something back in, you know, a few 50, 60, 70 years ago, because a lot of people had fountain pen razors. I guess you could put it right in your shirt, your pocket, and kind of, you have a razor and it works. Again, weird concept, doesn't look too great. And you know what? Why are these razors weird? Because, well, they didn't really make it. I guess if the fountain pen razor worked well, I'm sure we'd see tons of these around here. And we would all have one, but obviously not, so it didn't work. But really cool, weird razor. And those are just three real basic designs that I saw that look weird. There's another couple of them that you actually do wind up and they vibrate when you shave. I saw that one the other day. Also, I don't know about this Collins thing. This thing, I think it's, you wind it up to sharpen it. I don't think it might shake or something like that. I don't know much about it. I was trying to figure out some more on it, but I couldn't, kind of came a little... to a dead stop on that one. I kind of to a dead end. I'm sorry, couldn't find out much about that Collins. That was really interesting though. But yeah, this safety razor, this Arnold Fountain Pen razor, really cool concept. I'm pretty sure it doesn't work too well, and that's why it's kind of not around. But definitely a cool weird razor. So remember, the question of the week was: send me an email with a picture or just a description of the weirdest razor you own, and that will definitely get you an entry for the Phoenix Artisans Accoutrements Aftershave giveaway this week. So, really cool, guys. Again, weird razors. I'm going to try and do this again in the near future. I'm going to find out some more, and we'll put it up, depending on the interest. So, if you like it, also, guys, let me know as well, and I'll do some more research on some weird razors. I thought it was an interesting concept for the week. Also, guys, let's talk about splashes or bombs. What do you prefer? What is your choice? What are the differences? Okay, so I'm going to talk about, I like both. I really do like both splashes and bombs, and I'll tell you what I like them for. I even like using both at the same time, the same scent. But a splash, to me, tends to have a little bit of a longer scent. A really good splash, the alcohol, I'm not sure if it's the alcohol that retains the smell, but it seems that alcohol-based splashes last longer than like a witch hazel-based. So, It can be splash can basically be composed of both. It can be composed of like an alcohol base or witch hazel, and they put other stuff in there. And there's seems to be more of a variety. If you want to buy a splash, there's more variety than bombs out there. If you look around from artisans to the big names, it's more splashes with the artisans. But like seems like Arts of Shaving and stuff, and some of the bigger companies, they don't have splashes anymore. They're just using basically bombs. So with the bombs. Bombs do not really burn, I guess, when your face. I noticed that they're a little bit more moisturizing to your face. They leave it soft and clean, but the scent doesn't last as long. And it may not have the aseptic properties as a splash, which is probably why it was so big back in the day. So you basically an alcohol base. I've actually made splashes myself out of vodka, and it's worked very well. And I've had, actually, my face feels great afterwards. I just scented vodka, added a few things to it. And it worked out well. I just went online and got some recipes. Yep, I know the artisans are probably laughing at me right now, but I did it just for myself. I didn't try to, I wanted to experiment a little bit. But the splashes do seem to retain the scent a little bit longer. But you know what? I think it's really all up to, it's just really up to preference when it comes to this point. You're just looking at what do you like, what do you want, and try both of them. Like I said, there's more of a variety with splashes, but bombs are nice too. And I like using a bomb, as well in the summertime, especially because this makes your face feel good, but also the splashes really open you up a little bit. Now, if you put a splash on after you shave and you're burning like crazy, you probably need to work on your technique a little bit, because if you're at that point to where you're putting on a splash and you don't use splashes because it hurts too much, Your technique might need a little bit of work, or your blades might be a little bit dull, because you shouldn't have that much irritation when you shave. So if that's the reason, then just revisit your technique or just keep practicing and you'll get over it and then try it again. So guys, splashes and bombs, who wins the challenge? Neither wins a challenge and neither loses. It's a tie for me, and I hope it's a tie for you as well. Try both. It's a lot of fun to try different things, and yeah, they work very well together, I think. They work well together, and they also work well separately. So, yep, splashes and bombs are winners in my book. And we're going to talk about the giveaway that we had last week. Now, I asked people to talk about vintage or new safety razors, or razors in general, if they liked them, which one they preferred. So first off, the giveaway, we'll talk about the giveaway. It's sponsored by Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements. The team at PAA, they were very generous in donating some of their awesome aftershaves to help promote the podcast. You know, as you guys know, for the last few weeks, I've been asking for some help with promotions, and I want to really get some more awareness to the podcast, get some more excitement going. And it just, for me, it's just a little bit too, I mean, it's a little costly. This podcast is done for free, and I can't keep going out of my pocket really to give stuff out. So I was going out to vendors, and a lot of vendors came to me and said, hey, we're going to work something out or let's do something. So PA was the first one to donate some stuff. So again, thank you guys for doing that. And, we talked about how to win, listen to directions and all that stuff. But the winner of the last giveaway, Rafael Hernandez and Daniel Jackson, you guys both tied because you gave me really interesting stories on why you preferred vintage razors. Now, I don't have permission from them to share the story, so maybe if when I send them the email, I'll talk about it in the next cast. But they really sent a nice story. I mean, they sent a beautiful like one page each of why they really enjoyed vintage razors. Both of them enjoyed vintage razors. So Rafael and Daniel, I'm going to be sending you an email very shortly with the shipping information to get out your aftershaves. Thank you very much for the story. It really made my day when I read them. And it means a lot when we have great stories behind shaving products and wet shaving in general. So thank you, fellas, for participating and sending in some really cool stories. And your aftershaves are on the way. So what's going on with the cast? What's coming up in the future? Well, we'll talk about a few other things coming up. But before that, we're going to talk about August. And what's happening in August is the dedication to Gillette month. That's right. Next month, we're going to talk about Gillette. And we're going to do a little bit. I have some research and I have some really cool Gillette razors. We're going to talk about some notable Gillette things And we're really just going to promote Gillette for the month of August. I'm really looking forward to this. I was going to do this in the fall, but I have the fall special coming up and everything like that, so I decided to move it up a little bit. So we're going to talk about Gillette, all about Gillette for the next month. All right. So again, that being said, if you have anything you want to hear covered about Gillette, if you have any questions or something like that, there's a lot of information. I know the guys at Razor Emporium, they do a great job with vintage Gillette information. I mean, they have everything on their site. If you haven't checked them out, RazorEmporium.com or RazorArchive.com, which is run by them, check them out, because those guys really, really have a lot of information on Gillette as well. And I just wanted to do a nice dedication to Gillette, mainly because it is one of the biggest wet shaving influences that we've seen, that most of our stuff today comes from. I mean, if you're using a double-edged razor, it came from Gillette, let's be honest. If you're using certain other items, we're going to talk more about that as well, about other influences that Gillette had. And you know, Gillette, what's really cool, and I'm just going to get into this a little bit, what's really cool about Gillette, while it's on my mind, what's on the top of my head, I want to just talk about it, is that he didn't invent the safety razor. A lot of people will think that, right? He didn't invent the safety razor. That was done years before. He kind of invented it was like the Henry Ford of wet shaving. I mean, he invented the assembly line almost to make it so everybody can get one, and made tons of them with the blades, really. Because you had Star Shaving, you had all the Camp Brothers, you had those razors that were out for about 20 years, actually since the 1880s, really, with those razors. And they were $3 to $5 as well. The price is about the same, but they required, you know, you had to hone the razor and everything like that. I have one of those. I love the Lather Catchers. Great razors as well. We'll talk about them in the future as well. But what Gillette did was he kind of just took a razor and took his concept. And like I said, we're going to get more involved in the story. I'm going to talk about the whole story and everything in the next few weeks. And he took the concept of the razor and he just kind of like went with it and mainstreamed it and made millions of them. That's what happened, and that's what really worked. So I think he's more of a lot of people will credit or say that Gillette invented the safety razor. He didn't, but he did invent the safety razor way of life, I think, and made it obtainable to everybody, even with the high cost of those razors. So again, guys, I know I'm just shooting from the hip right now. But I really am excited about next month. So I will be talking about Gillette a lot next month. We'll talk about from the beginning to the end, and we'll get into it. I'm already starting with those notes too. So guys, that's about it for this week. I really appreciate everyone taking the time out of their busy, busy Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday to listen to our podcast, and to let you know that our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, What Your Father Didn't Teach You About Shaving. Special thanks to Mark, aka Mantic59, for letting us use his platform and everything that he does in the wet shaving community. Also, the team at PAA, Phoenix Artists and Accoutrements, for their generous donation of aftershaves that we've been giving out every week for the last couple of months. Great, thank you guys very much. And also, most of all, you the listeners, because without you, there would be no podcast and no reason to keep going on. Don't forget to check out my blog site at shavestraightandsafe.com for the latest tips and interesting wet shaving stories. Always feel free to send me an email at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com with any questions, comments, or concerns of the podcast or wet shaving, or if you just want to just shoot around a little bit about shaving, anything you'd like, send me an email right away. Also, I have a link to my YouTube channel. I'm going to start doing a little bit more work on that in the near future, but check out my YouTube channel too for some videos regarding some interesting wet shaving content. And if you're interested in sponsoring an episode or would like to do a giveaway, please contact me, joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. If you're a vendor and you'd like to be featured on the show, please contact me. If you want anything, contact me. Anything and all. Our next show will be August 7th, 2017. And be prepared for August, which is Gillette. Dedication to Gillette Month. Guys, thank you as always. Thank you for listening. And shave straight and shave safe. Have a good one now.